This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Tonight at WHYY, there's a free event. It centers on a topic some people hesitate to weigh in on. A panel of civic leaders will fire up a discussion around the question, what do we lose when we don't talk about race, and how could our lives improve if we did? Arthur Satterwhite is Senior Manager of Coalition Partnerships. He's with American Bible Society. He's one of the event organizers. He joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. It's such a pleasure to be with you.
Terrific to have you. This event is entitled Courageous Conversations, Race at a Crossroads. Why does it take courage to talk about race?
Yeah, I think nobody here, nobody listening will doubt or will have a problem with saying that the world we're living in, especially our nation, is very divided right now, right? You have people with different backgrounds, ideologies, religious, political, ethnic, cultural. More often than not, it looks like we're talking past each other, that we don't understand each other. We lack almost a common language to begin to process our unique experiences. And for us, what we've learned in our experience at American Bible Society is that, you know what, sometimes it takes a courageous conversation. Sometimes it takes us to lean into the awkwardness, the discomfort that happens around issues like this, like race, to really try to find understanding. It takes a courageous conversation, courage to be wrong, courage to listen. More often than not, we never take the time to step outside of that. So thus, we lose the ability to empathize, to understand another's experience that may be foreign to us.
Race at the Crossroads is also part of the title of tonight's discussion. What's an intersection that you see needs to be addressed right now?
I'd offer that sometimes we tend to devalue others in our search for value for ourselves. Oftentimes, as we've found, as we've seen, and I think as many have documented through research and books, our identity based in race here in this country, the social construct of race, unfortunately, sometimes leaves us at a disadvantage of being able to see and value someone else who may not look like me, who may not think like me, who may not have the same experience as me. So I'd say for Black people and white people, you know, this whole idea of race at a crossroads, we're at that point where, yes, you know, we had the civil rights movement back in the 50s and 60s. We passed laws between now and then. We've desegregated all these positive contributions to our society, but yet and still we're still seeing, and some would argue, we're seeing even increasing division in this current season, in these last few years. So the question is, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to continue to stay entrenched? Are we going to entrench ourselves even more in our own racial identities? Or are we going to, at some point, step out to begin to find solutions to really re-engage the other who may not be or look or think or act or believe like we do, as a sense of, hey, do we want to stay here or do we want to pursue human flourishing? Because flourishing comes out of us working together, not me working for myself.
I think that's really important. And using the word entrench, sometimes some of us operate in a very insular way, insular place.
Yeah, I think that what's lost in our current situation, our current society, is that ability to empathize, to understand. If all you do is watch Fox News or watch CNN, or if you never leave your square mile and you only go to the same church that happens to be full of people that look like you and think like you and act like you, then that's your world. You know, and there's truth and there's value in that because that's what you experience on a day-to-day. But if we fail to realize that there's a whole other world outside of that, right? Then we lose the ability to begin to empathize and understand. A friend of mine told me this a while back, and I'm not advocating for politics here, but for a suburban mother who can afford to stay at home and raise her children, doesn't need to send her kid to pre-K because, again, she can afford to stay at home, it's hard for her to really empathize with maybe that urban single mother who's got maybe two kids but has to work two jobs because she's by herself. So hence the whole idea of universal pre-K, but then again, we've heard the divisions on that. Again, not advocating for one or the other, but it's our inability to begin to empathize that prohibits us from being able to find solutions and really move forward as a people. You know, we forgot that this is the United States. What does that mean? How do we live together as a diverse people, as a melting pot?
You've thought about this a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I'm passionate about this. I'll tell you, I'm personally tired of waking up and looking at my Facebook timeline and news feed, and I'm tired of turning on the TV and watching the news and seeing the same things play out. You know what? I want to see this country move forward. I believe we are better than we let people believe or let people see, that what we show or demonstrate on TV is not who we actually are. And it's conversations like this that give us the opportunity to really demonstrate that, you know what, we can be better, we want to be better, and we're going to do whatever it takes to pursue that.